Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, time for the Friday bonus. On Wednesday's episode, we had that fascinating conversation with Abigail Marsh from Georgetown University about fear. And so today we're dropping a meditation about fear, about dealing with fear in a really counterintuitive way from the great meditation teacher, Sharon Salzberg. And so here we go, over to Sharon.
Hi, this is Sharon. In this meditation, we'll look at the difference between what is actually happening in the moment, even if it's difficult, like a wave of fear, and what we add to it. In this practice, we look for these add-ons and see if we can let them go. We then can develop more insight into fear itself and our ability to transform how we are with it. Throughout the meditation, when I become silent, this is the signal to follow whatever guidance I've just offered. Sit comfortably or lie down with your eyes closed or open. Center your attention on the feeling of the breath, wherever it's easiest for you. Just the normal, natural breath. Perhaps the breath is strongest for you or clearest for you at the nostrils or the chest or the abdomen. You can find that place, bring your attention there, and rest. See if you can aim your attention towards this very breath. You don't have to worry about what's already gone by or about what may be coming next. The breath is happening anyway. You can relax and simply feel it. Now consciously bring to mind a difficult or troubling feeling or situation from the recent or distant past, a scenario that holds some fear for you. Take a moment to recall the situation. Doing that isn't likely to feel comfortable, but stick with it. Remember that at any point, you can return to following your breath or listening to sound. There's no need to stay with a challenging experience without taking regular breaks from it. What bodily sensations accompany the emotions the scenario calls up? See if you can tell where in your body you feel these emotions. If you can feel the emotion in your body, and we can't always do that, it gives you a concrete way to disengage from the story and observe the emotion's changing nature. Bring your focus to the part of the body where those sensations are the strongest. You don't have to do anything about them except be aware of them. Once your attention is moved to the bodily sensations, perhaps say to yourself, "It's okay. Whatever it is, it's okay. I can feel this without pushing it away or getting caught up in it." If you feel overwhelmed by emotions, use awareness of your breath to anchor your attention in your body. This helps you return to the present moment. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax. Thank you for your practice.
Big thanks to Sharon. Really appreciate that. One last thing before we go. We would appreciate it if you would do us a solid, if you would take a few minutes to help us out by answering a survey. The team here is always looking for ways to improve. So if you want to help us out, hook us up, please go to 10%.com/survey, 10%.com/survey. Thank you. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
I'm Shimon Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.